from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sean joining us now. Matt, we really appreciate you coming on every day this week. That has been a lot of fun and very informative to get you. That's first of all. But, you know, I was texting you. I was getting and seeing some stuff about Davis Mills and he's not out there. Is that much ado about nothing?
D'Amico was actually asked about it. It was one of the first questions he got in his press conference. And, yeah, he was pretty coy about it, said Davis is having a good camp. And it's, you know, he didn't make a big deal out of it. He didn't clarify anything, didn't say if he's injured. Davis's schedule this week has been pretty much I think it was the Sunday practice maybe where he was in street clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a little bit of work at one of the really hot midday practices this week that I remember. And yeah, and then today he wasn't in uniform and he kind of left the practice area there. So there's no clarity as to what's up with Davis. The sports talk radio fun part of this is that, Hey,
we talked about it in the 1120 segment.
Yeah.
My question was, would ya?
We talked about it too on Payne and Pendergast. I said I wouldn't do it for anything less than a day two pick. And my minimum is a third round pick. But,
oh, really?
Damn. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Why? What's yours?
I was saying fifth.
You dumping for a day three pick?
Yes.
That's a lot of trust in Case Keenum and Tim Boyle.
Well,
dude.
But here's my thought on this. You're going to. Yeah. If you start a game with a backup quarterback tomorrow, and this is maybe where you and I differ, I think you're starting Case Keenum. I think they have more confidence in Case Keenum than Davis Mills. Even though Davis Mills has been running the twos and all that, hell, he ran the twos last year. So, I don't think Davis Mills is big in your plans.
He's had a much better camp this year than he did last year. I think he's improved.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think you're just assuming that it's week 15, 2023, Davis Mills is still out there. And I think Davis has done a lot of really good things in camp. I'm not saying like he's done really good things to where he would be a high level starter for an NFL team, but we're talking about backup quarterbacks here. Yeah. I think he's improved to the level where he is a good backup. So you've got a team that's built to win a Super Bowl. Like if you trade Davis Mills, you at that point you got to ask yourself, can we win a game or two or you know however many with Tim Boyle, who sucks? Like Tim Boyle's terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just think they trust.
They're not very good.
I just think they trust Case Keenum more, and they would again.
They may. Neither of us know. And I guess if you're using last year as evidence, then maybe you're right. I'm just telling you what I've seen in camp this year out of Davis is that I think he's a better football player now than he was. Than he was last year. So I wouldn't just do it for a throwaway pick on day three. For me, it would have to be a day two pick.
Yeah, so you was out there at NRG and you actually sent us a picture of the roof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a little weird playing like that? And how do you feel about that, man?
I don't think it's going to be, no, I mean, you don't really, I'll tell you, you don't notice at all in terms of the climate in there.
Well, that's
good. It's still cool. Yeah, it's still cool. Now, there were, you know, adding up all the players and staff and media, there's a few hundred people in there, not 70,000 people in there. So there'll be a lot more body heat in the building on Saturday afternoon. But it was kind of cool because we were, you know, we were literally in the stadium at the same time the game would be kicking off 2 days from now. This is what I would say. If you have seats in the south end zone, like the, and I don't know what sections those are.
That would be the loop side.
Correct. Yeah. Down at that. Yeah. Right. That's the end that's down near the 610 loop. I don't know what section numbers they are, but if you sit in them, you know where they are.
Yeah.
There's probably like a 50% chance that you're going to be sitting in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a blazing sun because the rest of the roof is closed other than those two panels. And for people who haven't seen it yet, like when we say panels, it's not like a panel that
it's a whole segment,
a third of the length of the, or a third of the width of the stadium. It's a whole width of the stadium panel. Like it's two full lines of open air. One goes across the back, the stands I was just talking about. The other one is kind of hovers like over like the south end of the stadium, like probably like the 20-yard line or something like that.
Yeah.
So I heard you guys talking about it. Like, yeah, there is a panel that's knocked out that if there's rain, you're all of a sudden going to get this weird strip of rain on the field, presumably. Like that. This is a PSA for anybody who sits at the south end of the stadium, like in the lower. I'm talking lower bowl. Because the upper part was fine, but the lower bowl in the stadium, if you're in the south end, there's like a 50 to 60% chance you're going to be sitting in the sun.
Yeah, I'm looking at Weather Underground as we speak.
There's no clouds. There's no clouds and rain coming for the next week and a half. It's sun for the next like 2 weeks here. Yeah.
All right, so obviously a lighter practice, the old Friday practice as we talked about earlier. Let me just ask you, because I'm just looking at it from here. Sounded like Kamari Lassiter made a play. Anything that did stand out in terms of what they were doing?
No, I mean, it was a ton of walkthrough stuff. Yeah. I saw some of the tweets about Kamari Lassiter interceptions and stuff. Like, it's take it with massive grains of salt.
Yeah,
that's
it was
all
just a walkthrough,
It's a walkthrough. I mean, there were parts that were literally walking, and then there's other parts where guys are playing at, like, 80%. You know what I mean? Like, I would not take the two interceptions Kamari Lassiter had and then go say, man, 40-1 is value on defensive rookie of the year right now. We got to get in on this before the odds drop on defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
It was very skeleton stuff going on out there today. The one thing I would say as far as players on Saturday go, Joe Mixon was in uniform, but he didn't do any of the walkthrough stuff. Like he was just out there chopping it up with the boys. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was out there just 28 jersey, just kind of hanging out, chopping it up. When they did 7-on-7, when they did 11-on-11, it was Damian Pierce out there with CJ Stroud with the ones. So if we want to read into that at all, maybe that's a sign that Joe Mixon doesn't get on the field for some actual contact on Saturday. You know, that he doesn't play on Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know that to be the case, but if we're trying to read into things, Joe Mixon didn't do any of the walkthrough drills today. So there's that. But other than that, it was really pure walkthrough stuff out there.
That would be a shame. I want to see them all out there just for a little bit.
Me too. Me too. I was talking to some people. I'm like, I want to see him out there. And the people I was talking to were like, no, we don't need to see him. We don't need anybody getting hurt. I'm like, no, Joe Mixon's in a Texans uniform now. I want to see him out there. Just three carries. That's all I want. Just three carries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, the Chiefs are going to play Mahomes for an entire half. I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
Right. No, that's kind of risky.
That's very risky.
They got to see what they got in this Mahomes kid.
Yeah.
You know?
And I did place my bet on Cuba.
Okay, you did?
I placed the bet.
What'd you get? What were the odds?
I did the 275. I got half.
Okay.
Half of it. So, we'll see. Let's go Cuba. Little Gurriel.
You tease that. Do we know how he's related to Yuli?
I will find out and I will get back to you. But I saw one story this morning when I was putting stuff together for the thing that there is a Gurriel relative on the Cuban national team.
So. Oh, my God. That kid's royalty, man, in Cuba.
Absolutely.
He gets treated to all the best juice boxes and orange slices.
That's the last name you want to have.
All I need is a win. And Figgy was
he's like the Manning. He's that. That's like the Mannings of Cuba.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like Arch. He's Arch Gurio. Is who he is. Yes.
And Figgy was asking, "Are you going to get mad if they lose?" Well, hell yes, I'm going to get mad at them.
Oh, yes, Figgy, it's called money. Yes,
it's called money.
That why? Because they're kids. Because they're kids. We don't get mad at them. No, there's money on the line.
Figgy. Even though this is dicey to say, I would say go back to Cuba.
yeah, you got to watch that.
You got to be careful with that. All right,
I won't
man.
Say that.
We will. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll see you at the game.
All right, sounds good. Take
all
care,
right.
guys.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.